Welcome to the podcast, The Affordable Care Act, From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street. This is Matt Weekly, leader of Plante Moran's healthcare practice. As a valued client or friend of the firm, we're your definitive source for changes that impact you and your business. As you can imagine, we've had a few questions along the way from you regarding the ACA and its future. Proposed legislation was just released by House Republicans, and it's designed to lower costs, expand choices, and put Americans back in charge of their health care. Here are the major provisions as released. Medicaid expansion under the original terms of the ACA will be maintained. However, new Medicaid enrollment will be frozen. Health insurance exchange subsidies will be replaced with age and income-based tax credits. The individual mandate, which was a penalty for not having health insurance coverage, will be eliminated. The requirement that large employers provide health insurance will also be eliminated. And taxes on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, health insurance premiums, and medical devices will be repealed. Health insurance coverage for a dependent until age 26 will be maintained, as will coverage for pre-existing conditions. And finally, health savings accounts, opportunities for those will be expanded, and those HSAs are designed to put economic benefits and choice into the hands of the consumer. So in general, Americans will feel positive about the retention of pre-existing condition coverage, dependent coverage until age 26, as well as no immediate changes or reductions in Medicaid enrollment. Tax credits and health savings accounts are usually harder to understand and are often viewed as indirect benefits to healthcare consumers. Let's switch to what it means to a healthcare provider. As a provider of healthcare services, the ACA revisions, as drafted, will not have an immediate and dramatic impact on patient mix. Medicaid enrollment and those covered by health insurance exchanges should remain relatively static, at least for the immediate future. Keep in mind that tens of millions of Americans have obtained coverage through Medicaid expansion and through public and private health insurance exchanges over the past several years. Any reduction of those covered by Medicaid and/or the exchange products will naturally have an adverse impact on payment sources for you as healthcare providers. However, it won't result in facilities immediately declaring a financial crisis and or shutting their doors. Any coverage changes will be transitioned over time to minimize the impact to both consumers as well as those like yourself who are providing care. Unfortunately, in addition to high quality patient care, healthcare providers require a second core competency, and that's revenue cycle expertise. Providers must work diligently to collect rightful revenue from patients served. Over the course of the next several years, it's not going to happen soon, we'll move from a system driven by charging for each item, encounter, or procedure to a system based on receiving a finite amount to provide the healthcare needs to a predetermined group. And we've just described the basic components of a population health payment and delivery model. Despite changes from inside the Beltway, pay attention to time-tested best practices such as the following. Develop a motivated, experienced staff and provide them with continual training and education. Invest in leadership programs and talent development. Establish a robust financial assistance and credit and collection policies. And use technology to drive efficient and consistent revenue cycle processes. Welcome to 2017 and the inevitable ACA 2.0. However, as I once heard from a wise mentor, focus on what you can directly control, and that is taking care of your patients and optimizing your organizational performance, and these items are definitively in your hands. Thank you.